Okay, back close. Hi, everybody. I hope you're seeing this. This is my very, very first podcast on YouTube for Moving Forward with Audrey Now. And I am astounded. I am thrilled that we're actually here. So thank you. This show, this podcast is really about all of us. I'm the one that's coming through because the guides told me I needed to speak. And even though part of me was kind of hiding, it's time to speak. And so here we go. And so if you don't know who I am, let me give you a few words and then I don't want to have to do this anymore. And then it's all about you. So stay tuned because we're going to do stuff for you to be centered, continue centered in this time of awesome, amazing shift and change. So what am I? That's a really good question. I ask myself that. So I could say that I am a born mystic intuitive, and I usually do say that. I am a clairvoyant, I'm a healer, I'm an artist, I'm a woman, I am a being, I am an explorer of whatever consciousness and life might be. I am blessed and lucky, and I work at it. It didn't just happen to be in my eighth decade, which is astounding to me and incredibly healthy, and yes, I do stuff to allow that to happen. And I am born in the United States. I'm actually born in New York, in Brooklyn, in East New York, Brooklyn, where I lived for my first, I don't know what this stream business means. It says end stream. I never started the stream. I'm just going to keep going because that's all I know how to do. I am here on my own for the moment, so you've got me, and tech is something that I'm always evolving into. I am way better as an artist, as a writer, as a healer. Tech is, I'm like this, okay? And now is the time, which is what my former spouse used to say regularly. But now is the time for our species, you, me, all of us, to really get centered, evolve, grow, and move forward. That's why the name of the course, the show, the podcast, Moving Forward with Audrey Now. And some people know me as Audrey Now, so I use that. Okay, so now that we are here, we're going to start with some breathing attunements. Simply listen and follow along and actually do what I am saying, because this is a podcast where I'm not just going to talk. And I know I can. Okay, it's not about that. It's about all of us evolving and growing, and that includes me. And so I'm going to give some directions, and my suggestion is that you do it. Oh, and this is on YouTube, so it'll stay live. Oh, my God, good. So you can watch it another time. I love this. Once I get the real hang of it, I am going to, and I already am loving this. Okay, my name is Audrey, A-U-D-R-Y-E, and I usually put a heart after it, so I have a whole little thing on that, whatever you call that, that I could send on an email. I am in Costa Rica. I am from the States. I was born in New York. As I said, I lived in Florida. And when it felt time to leave, I did. And I am making it day by day by day by day by day by day by day. I am going to keep my language as clean as I can and as up level as possible, because if anyone knows me well, they will tell you, or maybe they won't, that if and when I get upset, which doesn't happen often, but it can with technology, my language can go to what I call the street, which I do not want. And it doesn't matter if you're okay with it. I'm not. So here we go. So take in, and then I'm a healer. So I'm usually going to be sending energy. If you don't want healing energy, simply refuse for it to come. And let me say at the outset, because I see people have to say this, this is for entertainment purposes only. I am a healer. There might be predictions. There might be all kinds of stuff. This is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, so this is a choice for you to do. You can take in a nice deep breath. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Release. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Release. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Silence. Notice how you feel. Who and how are you now compared with before you did any of this breathing? This is something for you, if you choose to practice at home. Say you're upset, say there's something big coming up for you, whatever that might be. Say you have thoughts and feelings about some of what is going on out in the world that is less than fabulous, your feelings. Do this breathing. I will check to see how much I'm allowed to on YouTube teach you but people do, what do they do? These influencers, which I have to say, it's not something I watch, so I don't really know what they do, but they teach stuff. So I am teaching and you have the choice as to whether you want to do any of it, learn any of it. It's all up to you. It's your choice. So my favorite breathing attunement is the lifting process that I learned from Patricia Hayes, different than Louise Hay, when I was studying the psychic healing arts with her at the Patricia Hayes School of Inner Sense Development. They now have a university in Georgia, and the name will come right back to me in a moment. Occasionally, words don't show up. So what am I doing about it? I have an amazing herbalist who's a medical doctor named Dr. Kevin Ruiz here in Costa Rica. He is Fort Lauderdale. To me, it's kind of near Puerto Viejo, although I don't know if it's exactly, but in the vicinity. And so he told me to start doing brain gym. So I am. There are wonderful videos, so I watch one where they get right into it without all a lot of talking and what you're going to get from the blah, 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 blah. So I am doing it mostly Monday through Friday. It's about 8 minutes, and it looks easy. I will tell you that it looks easy. And you do it not fast, but not slow. And we shall see what happens. I have been, okay, let me do the lifting process. This, as I said, I learned from Patricia Hayes. It will up-level your frequency and your energy. I do it every day. It is part of my daily process. I recommend that you have some, where's my water? Okay, this is my water. It's normally Kangen water, but my machine is on Fritz. So this is Costa Rica water that I bless and drink and allow myself to trust that I am fine. It's glass. I do not drink out of plastic, nor do I recommend you drink out of plastic. In fact, I recommend as much as possible you get rid of all the plastic you can and live a life plastic free. I know people are coming up with ways to destroy it. Better not even use it. Okay, right up front. So for the lifting process, I, as I said, will send energy. If you do not want it, you simply say no to it. You are the determiner of your life. All of us, each and every one of us is a piece, P-E-A-C-E, P-I-E-C-E, of whatever you call the main creator. Call it what you want. Source, goddess, God, Allah, great spirit, Oshun, Yamanja, whatever your names are, Yeshua, however you, Ein Sof, there's so many words. So I'm going to take a moment to lift my frequency, and I cannot speak when I do that. I'm in the process of doing it. I'm going to lift my energies. I'm going to send healing energy to you. You might not see my hands up because they're lower than the screen. And if you don't want it, you say no. But listen to the words. If you choose and allow the amazing quote-unquote magic, which are from the mage, which is from brilliance, which is from wisdom immemorial. Okay, so hold on. You can breathe in white light to the linings of all your souls. You may breathe in golden light into the nucleus of all your cells. You may breathe in fuchsia, golden pink, chartreuse light into your energy body, your makaba. You may now allow yourself. Be sure you're sitting down. Do not be standing. You can be lying down if you can. Take off your shoes. Loosen your clothing. Sorry, I should have said it before, but now we're here. Allow yourself, knowing you are protected, you are blessed, you are safe, to get higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer. You're getting higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer. You're safe, protected, filled with the light of creation, filled with the light of Source, Goddess God, Source. You're getting higher, higher, lighter, freer. You are blessed. You are unique. You are special. And as you choose, you are allied, aligned with your sister, brother, cousins, family of energy and light, both on the earth and beyond the earth. You are here now and forever. You are allowed and empowered to be you. You're getting higher, lighter, freer. Now I shall be silent so you can enjoy being in this energy. Yes, I will bring you forth. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. And yes, I shall send healing energy out. And if you would like it, please accept it. If you'd rather not, then don't. It's your free choice. Yours, not mine. Yours. Now, keeping your eyes closed, as you feel ready, you may gently begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. You may gently begin to move your hands on your wrists, your feet on your ankles. You may gently begin to move your body softly, gently, and easily. You may gently move your hands out and allow yourself to know that you are real. I am looking for my other bell. Then your face, your head is facing forward, upright on your neck, and you feel ready. You may gently, softly, slowly begin to open your eyes. How do you feel? If you have paper, pen, cell phone, any other doodad. I am not up on all the doodads these days, nor do I choose to be. There's enough, okay? Literally write it. How do you feel? Or feel it and allow it into your mind, your brain, our body, our bodies, as the amazing Greg Braden says, is a complicated system of soft technology, way more advanced, and I agree with him, than any kind of AI, period. Because one, we are what AI is based on, believe it or not. Also, we have the capacity to scale ourselves higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. As soon as somebody goes, has a breakthrough, or like they run the 1 minute mile. I don't really keep up with sports. I'm sorry if that's a thing for you. It's not my thing. Although yay for the athletes and keep yourselves healthy, please. And so we can go beyond whatever we may have thought we were. I'm in my 80s. When I was a kid and when I was younger, I never even imagined that in my 80s, I would have the energy of somebody in their 20s or 30s or whatever it is, because I've got that, especially when I've had enough sleep, okay? Or that I would be healthy and well, and I am. And you, if you choose it, can be also. Does it take maintenance and upkeep? Yes. Is it just, oh, you're so lucky? Well, I'm not saying that there isn't some luck and blessings involved, but no, your mentality, how you think, how you live, what you do, what you don't do, all of which helps you be healthy or not. It's your choice, like it's my choice. I've been a vegetarian. I started out ovo-lacto, which means dairy and eggs. God, 51. Yeah, 51. I throw these words out like they're nothing. 51 years ago. 51 years ago. This was not popular then. I got teased a lot. Now I am mostly raw vegan. This, I'm in Costa Rica. This is a cacao pod. This is what chocolate comes from. It got a little darker, which is telling me it is ready for sure to eat. Now, I've already made chocolate, so I'm going to cut this one open. Not here. I'm not set up for it right here. And I will put it in my dehydrator at about 110 degrees or less. And normally I wouldn't even need to do that, but because I already have chocolate and I eat beyond enough, I don't need to eat anymore. I will dehydrate it for about 3 days. And then I can save it in jars of glass to use when I choose to use it, because I make something called nustard. Gosh, I love this. It's like custard with an N, because it's made with nuts. So it's high. I will give you the recipe. If you want the recipe, it's in my book, Vim, Vigor, Vitality, Vegan. Yes! Okay, that's on my website. Audrey Now, AudryNow.com. And at some point, when I have somebody to video me and can actually show you, I'll show you how to make it. And I do it from the pods and some other chocolate that I get from people I buy this from. I will give you their name next time. They're some of the indigenous people at the farmer's market, the feria that I go to on Saturdays, and I will get that name. And I apologize for not having it. She's told it to me and I don't remember it. Okay, so that's on me. If you don't have a cacao, ta-da, pod, and they're much smaller than this. They might be bigger, I don't know. You can use raw organic cacao nibs that you can get at the health food store. Can I absolutely swear they're raw organic? No. And if that's too much of an effort for you, then I suppose you can get cacao. Do not get something that says cocoa and it's got sugar. You will not get the effect. You will not. And I'm not here to help you fool yourself. In fact, I'm here to help you get rid of fooling yourself. So let me speak about women. Okay, I'm part of a group here in Puerto Viejo for women's empowerment. We're having a march on March 8th, which is International Women's Day, because I've discovered, and I've been in Costa Rica now, in and out, back and forth for almost 2 years, and very different than the States. And there, the States is going through, how do we want to say this? There are a lot of challenges happening in the United States, and I am physically now over here, and I am choosing to help upgrade, including myself, anything I possibly can. And I am an advocate for a long time for women's rights and women's responsibilities. So women, stop being a victim. We were taught to be victims. Inadvertently and purposefully, we were taught we are second, third, whatever class citizens. We were taught in many ways that we're less than. No, we're not. Okay? We are first, numero uno, priority. Prioritize yourself. This is a phrase I learned from a woman. I've done a lot of healing work. I've been in a lot of courses. I've been in a lot of seminars. So I ask your indulgence that I do not always remember the names of people. I may not even remember every name of all of my teachers, and I have loved them because they have helped me. But here's a phrase that the guides are giving this to me. After me, you come first. remember that. Stop like, oh, I gave all my energy to this one and that one and they did it. Don't. Give the energy you choose to give because it's in your heart to give it, not because someone told you you have to, because you're either the firstborn, which I am in my family, the firstborn, or you're the middle child, or the baby, and each one has a place and also an expectation. Understand what some of those are and then start clearing yourself. There's something that my guides have called genetic karmic patterning. They gave me this years ago. And that is when a being is born, let's use humans for the moment. When a human baby is born, as cute as that baby is, and they are all cute, oh my heavens, filled with the energy right out of creation, okay, that it took them a moment, but they are cute. They have within themselves talents, abilities, potential futures, stuff like that. Plus, this is a genetic karmic patterning aspect of it. Whatever their progenitors, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, the whole part of where their genetic line came from, that's why it's genetic karmic patterning, what they may have incompleted, what their gifts and talents might have been, what their issues may have been, what their stuff that was not so great may have been, that child can have that imprint within them, either in their DNA, genetic karmic patterning, in their cells, because we're all one, okay? And if someone refuses to deal with it, if someone refuses, let me get a word that some people like the word therapy, some people run away. I know some men that you say therapy and they're in 50 miles in the other direction. Now you unpack it, or whatever the new language is, or the current language, or the language that's going to be. So please don't get stuck on the language. Get the meaning and the intention beyond it and in it. We all need this. Our species needs this. Look at the earth. We have this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous planet that all you have to do is allow the earth to be watered, plant in a few seeds, and they grow. Is that what's happening now? No. Most of the soil is contaminated. Most of the water and the oceans, I hate saying this, but they're giving it to me, so I have to say it, is still contaminated. The fish and the sea life and whatever else is living in there, much of it is contaminated. If you eat it, guess what happens? You get contaminated. If energetically something is contaminated, that energy, if you eat it, goes into you. If you eat meat, if you eat any of that, including vegetables. I mean, I'm a longtime vegan and vegetarian first, but vegan for sure, okay, with occasionally some cheese. And now I'll come back to this, but let me just put this little caveat in so I'm completely straight up front, honest and authentic. My nutritionist, who's a medical doctor, told me after doing some tests on me, not with things, testing my body, okay, said that I now needed to have one egg a week and a small, maybe 4 ounces, piece of fish or animal once a month. Do I want to do this? No, I really don't. But two other people who know how to do energy testing told me I do need it for my mitochondria. And I'm 82 and change now. Okay. I intend to be way beyond 100. So if that's part of, for the moment, what my body might need, I am finding the ways to do it. My neighbor, never use the stove because raw vegan. He attached this gas tank thing, which I have to figure out how to do. It's tricky, not like in the States. It's tricky. And I will make my 2 eggs a week and I'll find where to get the fish. It's Costa Rica. I can get it at the fish place, or I'm affiliated with the people who own the restaurant here. How do you say crab? Cabrejo, whatever it is, that they have a fish restaurant and they have a bread and chocolate place. So I will do that. And if it really does have a positive effect on me and I have to give it a few months to find out, I will continue. If it doesn't, I may rethink that. So we will see. But I am mostly raw vegan. So that being said, what are you doing to empower your health? What are you doing to empower the earth? What are you doing? You in your life to make the earth healthier. Do you buy, like, for instance, paper that's been recycled, preferably post-consumer recycled paper? I even get my toilet paper that's recycled, preferably post-consumer. Anything I can find here where I live, I think it's post-consumer, maybe not, but it's definitely recycled, which is better than not. Take steps. And please, 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 please do not say you don't have the money. Find it. Use a little less of something else. And Americans, that's where I'm from, I am speaking to you. And I have lived on a little bit of next to nothing. And people who know me will tell you. And you make it a something. You use your mind. You see it. You feel it. You allow it. You comfort. And you take the steps. You take tangible steps to manifest it. I'm an artist. When I was a kid, I used to make doodles. Now I'm an artist. Yeah. And I am a born mystic intuitive. So yeah, I do readings. And I do them privately, okay? But you have to speak to me first, and you have to make sure it's actually me, not somebody saying they're on me, okay? But these, hold on. I am getting some of my frequency stones to show you. Look! These are the little ones. See how cute? When you have any of these are the tiny ones. And yes, you can get them in the United States. You can let me know. And yes, you will pay for postage. These are a little bigger. Why do you want these? Because they help uplift your energy and frequency. And the little ones, so cute. You can hold in your hand. You can put in your purse. I mean, it really is small. I don't have a whole lot of them, but I can make them. This is a more medium one. When you look at beauty, when you are surrounded with beauty, when you live, you see how my hand shakes a little? That's why I'm doing brain gym. When you have beauty all around you, when you see yourself as beautiful, however you may look, and you allow that to be, and you use the affirmation, I am a beautiful piece, P-E-A-C-E, P-I-E-C-E, of creation. And I am love. I emanate love. I live in love. And you feel it. You have to feel it. You have to mean it. It has to be real for you. It begins to happen. Look at this. Look at this. And the other side is different. And this one, I think, is from the ocean. These came. When you have any of these, I have a gallery. I have a studio. I mean, I make them. I don't make the rocks. I do the art. Your life uplifts and changes. So those are frequency stones. And because I make them and I pray on them and I do, and I meditate where I live and I help uplift energy here every single day. And if and when, and this does happen, just so you know, I haven't been able to grab my anger or upset or even rage at some of what I see happening in the world, which I know is the passing story. And as a spiritual being, kind of be an observer. I'm not always an observer. I'm definitely a participant, okay, at times. So I have to handle my own energy and frequency and center it. And we have people. Oh, hi. Okay, I can't, my eyes are not perfect. So Katie, hi, Katie. So whichever, I know a bunch of Katie's. Hi, thank you for being here. And the other people, thank you. I had cataract surgery a couple of years ago. And interestingly enough, sometimes now it's harder for me to read. So do I have glasses? I do. And the kind of insurance that I had in the United States, the insurance only covered getting glasses that would fix and the surgery, because unless you pay extra, which was over $1,000, which was not in my budget. So I had the one that was covered, so I needed to get glasses. One for fixing the nearsighted and the other for fixing the farsighted. Do I agree with this way of doing medical insurance? No, I think if you get cataract surgery, get cataract surgery. Do the whole thing if that's what the person wants. Don't look. Okay, so hi. Oh, exotic. Oh, how cute. Hi, exotic. It's nice to see you. Okay, I can relate to that, actually. So thank you. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Yeah. So about our lives, really allow yourself to be healthy. Do you just meditate on it? No, you take actions. You take actions. I'm going to say, and again, this is a choice. You don't have to listen to anything I say. Nothing, okay? Your life, your choices, your results. If you live on what I call junk, and I do call it that, okay? They can call it overprocessed food. Call it what you want. But if it's really junk, like it's made only of chemicals, and I know food is chemicals. Please don't come to me with that. Please don't. Okay. And I don't want to name certain things that I saw in some news feed. They're going to be adding more plastic to how they do their product. Is what I'm going to say to that. If you're living on white sugar, if you're living on white flour, and that's it, and you have any level of health, I'm astounded, okay, truly. And some people do, and they're old, okay, in their 90s. Older, okay, because when I'm in my 90s, any of us, we're not old. It's how we choose it. It's how we relate. It's what we do. So it's your choice. So what do I see? I have a list of what I want to do today. Speak on growth. Okay. So ask yourself, who are you? Who are you? My favorite color is fuchsia. Who are you? Fuchsia and gold. Who are you? What are you? What is important to you? Why are you here on the earth? What are you doing to manifest your dream? What is the vision of life you have always held or just starting to hold for yourself? What would you really feel you can be and do as you release all of the conditioning? Do it bit by bit by bit by bit. That may have said you can't, you're not good enough. I lived in that for years, not being good enough. Years. Now and then it still shows up. Everyone is good enough. We make ourselves not good enough by how we feel about ourselves or listening to somebody's false conditioning. And is there a lot of that? Unfortunately. Do we need it? No. I know that some people feel that we grow more through adversity than through blessings. I don't believe that. Okay? That means you have to go after yuck, go through yuck, And as you progress through it, and yes, I have been through yuck, please, okay? I also feel that we can evolve through blessings. We acknowledge the blessing. We acknowledge you woke up, you're breathing, you can think, you can speak, you can see, or any of those, you can smell. These are all gifts and blessings. So allow that to be. Give thanks. That is the biggest prayer, by the way, in my opinion. The biggest prayer is thank you. And you don't just rattle it out. You don't just rattle it out. You have to mean it. I am vegan. I am mostly raw vegan. You have to feel it, mean it, and be it. That is part of how you manifest. And have some patience. You learned that in Costa Rica. And I'm born in New York. So hold on so I can see these different names. Hi, Carrie. Hi. Okay, so in terms of growth, people can always grow. Our brain cells are always evolving and growing. It isn't you reach a certain quote-unquote age and it's over. That's not how it works. It does not. It can go on and on and on and on and on. It's up to the person. And if you take care of yourself, whatever that might mean for you, you have options. What else did I say? Cards. Ooh, I'm going to do cards. And what else am I going to channel? Okay, maybe share this. What would you like to be in this life? Okay. So I had a class once. This was in Florida, where I was channeling. They didn't give me a name. And one of the people in the group insisted on knowing, who are you channeling? They loved it. And the beings did not give a name. And then he pushed. And then they told me they were beings from the light beyond time. And so I was doing that weekly. It has been a while. I will see if I can lift my energies high enough and bring them forth. Do I know? I don't know. I have a computer in front of me. I don't normally didn't do that. I was just, you know, in the air and the clients were in front of me. But let me see, because I said to myself, let me see if I can do this. They're there and I can feel them. Let me see if they'll come through me. So I'm going to be silent. I didn't set up any music right now, so I'm just going to be silent. So be patient and give me a moment. Let's see. I need water. We are here. We have always been here. All of you can grow, evolve, thrive. Part of the issue with your species is you don't trust yourselves. And when you don't trust yourself, you get nervous, you get scared, and some of you go on the attack. It's time to stop. It's time to allow yourselves to be the shiny being that you are. Humans are no longer babies. And you may say you've only been on the earth a couple of 100,000 years, maybe a million. Doesn't matter. You are here now. And the energies are uplifting. The planets are changing signs. The planets energetically, in terms of the energy, in a sense, is crisscrossing. They're not actually crisscrossing. Your time is now. You have many aids to up-level. You have many ways to release. You have many ways to be at peace. You have many ways to move forward. Would you like me to send healing energy? I'm hearing a yes. I will do so. This is theirs. No. Those of you concerned about people having a health issue, who you're concerned may not stay what you call alive on the earth realm, know your essence, your spirit is eternal. You never die. You shift, you change, you never die. Make completions with anyone you may feel is getting ready to leave or is going through some kind of challenge or tumult. Make peace within yourself. Allow yourself to know that whatever you are being, however you are acting, whatever is going on within you, it may be what you think of as the best you can be and do right now. We will accept that from you. We will also let you know you can do better, you can do more. This is not a criticism. This is an encouragement. This is letting you know there is more of which you are capable. It is time to embrace that. Release all that fear that so many of you hold. It's useless. It is clutter. It is time to let it go. Stick it in a goblet of light. Send it to the higher realms with your intention. You can do that before you go to sleep. And make sure you're getting enough sleep. And ask that whatever needs to be cleansed is cleansed. And the energy of light is returned to you. We are going to say ta-ta for now. Bye-bye. We are the collective. We are now calling ourselves, for the moment, the collective. So bye now, and we are always here and available. This is the first time I channeled that group, okay? What was World War II like? I was born in 1942. That's what I could tell you. It was horrible. So those of you asking me questions, I can't answer them while I'm doing the show. I'll have to get to it later. But when someone is born, let me tell you this, they breathe in the energy and the vibration of whatever is going on the planet at that time. And then do they have to, if they choose to release it so they're not a victim of it or whatever? Yes. Yes. I dislike war. I was born on the eve of the Second World War. Literally. Did I like it? No. Did it feel good? No. Okay, people can glorify all this stuff. It's people killing people and destroying the earth. It is time to do better. We have it within ourselves. So now let me give you a little wisdom, and I'm not going to name names, okay? I was shown from the beginning politically, I'm not. But if somebody is really confident with who they are, they don't yell at you. They don't browbeat you. They don't look to manipulate you. They don't cheat you. That's not a confident person. That is an insecure person. That right now is all I'm going to say about that, because there are a few other things I would like to do. I am going to pull some cards. Hold on. I don't know how many of you know about the deck of runes, R-U-N-E-S. These are ancient symbols. They're Celtic. Hold on. I have the runes, but I'm using the cards. And I'm going to shuffle them. These are the cards from the deck of runes. I'm going to shuffle them. And then I'm going to show it to you. So let me just ask, what do the viewers now most benefit from? Which card will give what people most benefit from? Again, let me say, entertainment, this is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, so this card, what did I get? Separation. This is, okay, where is it? Can you see? Separation. Oh, I pulled two cards. Separation and constraint. Oh, these sound like lessons to me. Separation and constraint. Number 4 and number 7. So hold on, because these cards are also new to me. Let me find the book. Where's the book? Not here. Can't be far from me. I will find it. And I'm putting my flower back in my hair. Okay, hold on. Not here. Where did I have put it? Okay, just give me a momentito. Okay, so if I can't find the book, I'll read it to you myself. Separation has to do with you knowing who you are, figuring it out. Are we all separate from anything? No, we're all connected. We have our separate egos, identities now, so that we can experience life on our own terms. And source, the all in all that we're all part of, this is part of, so source could understand and know itself in its own way. So those of you sending me questions, when I give you an answer, I am doing a podcast now. I can't answer your individual questions. It's not related to what we're doing. And if I answer it once, that's the answer you're going to get at the moment, because that's all I can give you at the moment. So I'm going to see where that book is, because right now I don't see it. I will come back to it because I want to give the exact answer that is in the Book of Runes, R-U-N-E-S. And I had it here, and I don't at the moment. So what I'm going to do, constraint usually has to do with knowing when to do what. It's like the planet Saturn. It's like learning lessons. It's knowing when to move forward, when not to. And, right now we literally are having a full moon in Leo, a 24 degrees Leo. So if you have anything at 21 to 27, 24, 21, 2, 3, yeah, 20 to 21, 2, 3, 4, from 21 Leo to 27 Leo, you are affected by this, okay, or Aquarius, or what squares that, which would be Scorpio and Taurus. So are you feeling the energy? Yes, you are. Okay, so if it's it's my Mars. My Mars is 21 Leo. So that's giving the energy to move forward. If it's your ascendant, you could be shining. If it's the squares, you could be going through challenge right now. They could be ego challenges. They could be, how do I move forward? How do I express all this energy? And you're feeling held back. Find the way, even if you have to write it out gently, piece by piece by piece. Take steps, write the steps so that you know what you plan to do. Meditate, lift your energies, do the breathing attunements we did earlier. I'll teach you others. I'll teach you a lot, okay, as we go through this podcast, not just this one, I mean the series, so you can grow and evolve. You don't have to wait till you're in your eighth decade. You can do it now. You could be in your teens, in your 20s. You could be wherever you are, okay? Hold on one sec. I know it's not a good idea to get up and leave an empty screen. So what I'm going to do instead is pull one of the medicine cards. I will find my book of runes. I don't know where I put it. Where is it? Okay. But I have medicine cards. Hold on. These are not your everyday tarot deck. So I'm not doing that. Do I have those? Yes, I do. I am mainly, as I said, a mystic intuitive. Although I do this. Now this, I'm going to ask also that I pick the cards. So these cards are letting me know people need to grow. We need to understand how we need to grow, where we can grow. And if we need to grow, it means we can grow. This is the time of absolute evolution. We're living at a time of endings and beginnings. We're completing, we already completed Pluto in Capricorn. On November 19th, Pluto went into, yes, Aquarius, okay? Some people are loving it. I'm not Aquarian, but neither am I Capricorn. So that's why so much on the internet. And are we going to have more? Yes. Are we going to have a whole lot more about AI? Yes. Is there going to be, in my personal opinion, a whole lot more about people, I don't even know the current language, that are LGBTQ? Yes. Is there going to be more information? Yes. And I will tell you regarding AI and putting doodads and whatnot in the body, as far as I will tell you, unless you absolutely must have it, learn how to upgrade your own, your own soft technology of emotions and humans. Most people don't know how to handle this, so they can use it inappropriately. I've had to learn. I'm still learning. So now, in terms of the medicine cards, let me ask what would give people what they need the most now? What would give people what they need the most now? What will give people what they need the most now? So I'm going to cut the deck. Oh, so ant. See ant? Hormigas here in Costa Rica is how you say ant. So I'll just put the book down. So let's see. Ant is a worker. And ant is somebody, a being that lives in cooperation with the whole tribe. And 32 is a five. It's change, change, change. We're living at a time of change. If you don't know that, let me let you know. We are living at a time of change. Is it going to get faster? Yes. So it's incredibly important you know how to center. So do that breathing that I showed you. Make that part of your life or any other breathing that helps you center. So ant, okay, patience. Ant, oh, tiny ant, your patience grows like the sands of time. Can I learn to be like you or is it too sublime? This is it. Okay, medicine cards. Ant can carry a load over hundreds of miles just to get it back to the anthill. Ants in Africa will strip a forest bare when food is scarce, if it takes them a year. Ants' medicine is the strategy of patience, paciencia. Ant is a builder like beaver, is aggressive like badger, has stamina like elk, scrutiny like mouse, and giveaway like turkey. Every ant in an anthill is part of the ant group mind, as all the ants work for the queen ant and the hive. Self-sacrifice is a part of ants' medicine. Greater than ants' other medicines, however, is patience. Ant people are active, community-minded folks who see the greater future needs of their town. Ant people are planners like Squirrel and are content to see their dreams being built a little at a time. In today's society, that is a rare quality. So look over the long haul, not just right now, this second. And I know how that can be. My ascendant is Aries. So I definitely know, and I am from New York, although not in a while, but I definitely know how that goes. Piece by piece by piece. P-E-A-C-E, 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 P-I-E-C-E, P-I-E-C-E. And you build. A baby is not done overnight. The conception might be, but the building and growth of the baby is generally about 9 months. Could be a little less, could be a little more, but it's 9 months in general. In the desert, one type of ant will burrow a conical hole with its apex at the bottom. The ant will cover itself and patiently wait for some unsuspecting insect to fall in. As the sand crumbles, its prey eventually falls to the bottom, only to find ants' open jaws. Patience has its rewards. Ant people have a knowing about the sweet victory at the end of the line. There is never a concern about going without, if they are late for the opening of a sale. If what they want is sold out, they are sure that something equal or better is available. Let me do this. If you have ant medicine, which right now you all have ant medicine, ta-da! Ant. And three is communication. Two is partnership, working with somebody. Five is shift, change. Be the person that chooses to make the change, or the change will come, whether you want it or not. If you have ant medicine, you eat slowly and deliberately and are content in knowing that, quote, what is yours will come to you, close quote. This knowing is good medicine. It shows a trust in the universe to provide. If ant meandered into your spread today, ta-da, it is time to show a little trust and patience in some life situation. You may have forgotten that you will always receive that which you need at the time you need it most. If it is not on the horizon or just around the next anthill, you may need to use some strategy. How can you put to use your power of creation until it arrives, whatever it means to you at this time? Ant is working for the good of the whole, W-H-O-L-E, for the good of all. Are you working for the good of all? Is that what your life is about? Is it not? If you are, be assured that the whole, W-H-O-L-E, wants the same goodness for you and that it will be provided. So really look at your life. Look at it. See where you're working with a group or not a group. You're part of a group. We're all part of humanity. And beyond, we're going to be having galactic visitors showing themselves in one way, shape, form, or another fairly soon. So allow yourself to be the best you are capable of being at this time. Now, cars. I'm looking to see what I plan to do. Let me know what you want me to cover in future podcasts. I am doing this once a week. It's Wednesdays, 12 o'clock Costa Rica time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share, play. It's actually play, share, win. And that way we keep moving forward, all of us. So I thank you all. Oh, how you can reach me. You can reach me through my website, Audrey Now, AudryNow.com. Delve into it. I have somebody who was working on it. Now I'm not sure. I am not the one. Okay. I am not the one, but you can reach me through that. My email for this podcast is, hold on, it's new to me. My email is movingforwardnow22@gmail, MOVINGFORWARD, now NOW22@gmail.com. Email me. And put something in the subject line. I will tell you here and now, no insults, no pejorative, none of that. It's completely not allowed. And I will not have it. Okay? Anything that can help you and others evolve, that's a yes. And ideas that help bring forth something amazing for any and all of us, that's a yes. That benefits the planet. That benefits our growth as a species, that benefits our individual growth as a soul, that's a yes. That's a yes, 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 yes. So thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. Very much. And if you're asking, do I do consultations? I do. Make sure you know that it's me you're speaking with. Because anyone can say my name. So maybe I won't do consultations yet. I don't know. So blessings to you. Blessings, 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 blessings. Thank you for being here. Those of you that are on the what do you call that thing? The chat. Thank you. If you want me to reach you, you need to leave a message away for me to reach you. Thank you so much, and many blessings, everyone. Bye.